Thanks very much, Robbo. Now I'm coming off the interchange bench for Blighty, but very, very happy to be on, and good luck to your listeners if their teams are still playing finals.
Yeah, indeed. Let's talk about some of the off-field stuff first, because that still seems to be going on. I mean, there seems to have been just a raft of problems or dramas off-field. Couple of the Crows lads on the nose or up the nose, depending on which of the headlines you read. It's not great.
No, it's not. And in that sort of circumstance, you've got one of the two players who's been involved in another incident, drink driving incident earlier on in the year, and the other one who's out of contract and either trying to lure a big contract out of the Adelaide Crows or certainly something from other clubs. Or it just makes the situation really difficult now for Adelaide to be able to get the value for Brad Crouch that he's actually worth in the competition.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself that the money he could drop, certainly nothing to sniff at.
Yeah, in a word, Robbo, you're absolutely spot on. And look, I would sense that, to be honest, I think it would cost him probably about $150,000. Yeah, one night out might have cost him in his long-term future.
Yeah. It's always difficult to know what's going to happen when somebody, has a fantastic start to their career. Jack Watts, sort of one of those guys that probably never really, or some would say, never really reached his potential, and now he's up stumps, called it quits.
Yeah, I suppose he's an interesting situation with the last 24 hours coming out that he was involved in an incident himself, and it was interesting that he seemed to have got on the front foot, decided to retire before that news became public of him leaving the scene of an accident. So that's a bit murky as well, and probably a disappointing way to finish a career. Yeah, not the way that you want to finish off. And then obviously up in Queensland, we've had the issues with Harley Bennell, who was a prodigious talent as well. You talk about Hyatt. When you talk Brad Crouch, Jack Watts, and Harley Bennell, as kids, they were as good a players that had come through the competition in their younger days, and all have had their issues. Clearly, Brad Crouch is not at the level of the other boys.
So let's turn to positive things and look at the round of finals coming up, starting tonight with Port Adelaide and the Cats. Is it just me, or this whole round, I reckon, looks just absolutely brilliant?
Oh, I think it's exactly the same way. I think what's made it so interesting is the higher-ranked teams, in my opinion, where you might see them, the higher-ranked teams are actually playing away to a home-based team. So I think that just adds a little bit to both of these games, and the first one's exactly that.
Yeah. So Port, Cats, who do you think is going to win that one?
I'm going to stick with Geelong. I think the way that they handled Port Adelaide last time, Port have got the work to do to turn that around. They certainly can. I've got the sense myself, Robbo, that the winner of this is likely to go all the way through to the grand final. I think it gives them a really good stronghold on having that preliminary final where they want to hold it. So I just think that the winner of that is likely to go all the way through.
Okay. And can the Lions get over Richmond with that, given that home ground advantage, do you think?
I don't think they can. I think they'll get closer than, certainly, I think it was about 40-odd points, 42 points last year when the two played. Obviously, that blew out more because of the fact that Brisbane kicked 4-10 in the first half. If they had a kick straighter, it might have been a closer encounter, and they did exactly the same against them when they played earlier this year. So Tigers seem to be on a mission, have a real chance now to flip everything around. So if they lose this, the likelihood is if Port Adelaide get a victory over Geelong, that they would have to go and play their prelim final over in Adelaide, which they wouldn't want to do. They dropped the game to Port Adelaide over there early in the year. But a win for the Tigers, and they control it. I mean, they just stay at the Gabba for the rest of the year, stay in their hub, exactly what they've been doing over this period of time. So I think it's a real opportunity for the Tigers to get 3 out of 4 flags, which will put them up. If they did that, I mean, the Geelong side that we admired so much, they won 3 in 5 years. It would mean that the Tigers will have won 3 in 4 years. So it puts them up in heady heights if they can get it done, and I sense that they can.
Yeah. The elimination final, this should be a cracker, really, St Kilda Western Bulldogs.
A beauty, yeah. So it's a 4:40 start Saturday afternoon, and looks a great game. I'm actually pleased that they lined up against each other. People might sort of say, well, why that being the case? I just think one of them deserves to get, at least go on to the second week of finals and then potentially get on a bit of a roll. For me, I think the Doggies are better through the middle of the ground. You know, Bonampally, McRae, even I'm talking about off half-back with Caleb Daniel. There's three All-Australians straight away. The Saints, I think, are a bit stronger at each end of the ground. So if the Saints can even up through the middle, I think they'll get a result. But I get the sense that the Bulldogs can beat them through that middle of the ground with their run and flow with carry, and that might be just enough to get them the result. So I'm going the Bulldogs over the Saints.
And the other game, some have been calling it Mission Impossible for Collingwood in the West against the Eagles. What do you think?
It's never impossible, but you know, they have to turn it around. I mean, I think the last two sides that went over there lost by 50-odd, 60-odd in finals. So the last couple of years, they've been Essendon last year and then Melbourne in that prelim final a couple of seasons ago. The Pies have done it in the past and gone across there. It's a big ask. I mean, they've got four of their top six or seven out. They've had isolation for a week where they're training in smaller groups. They've got half their staff they've had to leave behind and even some of their players to have proper training sessions who perhaps weren't going to get a game they've left behind in the hub in Queensland. So going over there with a skeleton staff, hard to really make a case for them. West Coast will get quite a few back and that'll make them a heck of a lot stronger. So I think the West Coast will get through. They haven't lost a game in Perth this year and I can't see it being this week.
All right. Terry Wallace, great to have you on the show and catch up again. And thanks very much for your time. And here's to a great weekend of football.
And as I said to your listeners, if your side's in there, hang in and good luck.